Reverend Tandy Sloan lost his son Brandon during the first week of the conflict in Iraq. Brandon was 19, a former football player, who left his Ohio high school early to join the Army.
He felt that it was his purpose, and he had a will to do what was right. And he saw that things weren't going well for him in school. And he looked at the commercials like we all do about be all that you can be and all the opportunity that the Army offers. And he just didn't want to wait. And he also had a sense of patriotism in that he expressed this to various family members, including myself, that he wanted to fight for his country. And I'm proud of my son for what he did and taking a stand like that, because you don't see a lot of urban youth do that today.
Did he talk to you before he shipped out?
We spoke 2 days prior to his leaving Fort Bliss, Texas. And his words still resonate in my mind, how he expressed confidence in his training. He also expressed confidence in his command.
When, I know that this is very difficult for you to talk about, but when did you learn that Brandon was missing?
It was March 23rd. 2003.
And you didn't immediately know what happened to him?
No. No. I knew after we received the notification personally by the military personnel, we turned on CNN and they were discussing the ambush of my son's unit, which was the 507th Maintenance Company. My son was actually listed as missing in action for 2 weeks before his remains were recovered in the infamous Jessica Lynch rescue. That's where they found my son's remains along with 10 other young men and women.
That was a story that was in the news and remains in the news.
Yeah.
Has that been difficult for you? Because we hear quite a bit about Jessica Lynch, but less so about those who she was with.
Actually, Michelle, the most difficult aspect of the entire thing was the way the military portrayed everything. The military chose to play up, if you will, the rescue of Jessica Lynch as if it was a great commando raid, and we even found out in the aftermath that wasn't what it was. You have to understand, we were given an explanation of what befell the 507th Maintenance Company by a general. He went around to all the casualties of that ambush, and he tried to give us an explanation which was totally unsatisfactory, and it totally represented neglect on their part and callousness on their part as well, because they didn't care about them, in my estimation, and I indicated as much to the general.
Reverend Sloan, as we pass this milestone where the death toll in Iraq now exceeds 1,000.
1,000, yes.
At least in terms of U.S. casualties.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean for the country?
Well, I hear that figure, 1,000, trivialized, as if it's a trivial matter. And it is a trivial matter until it's someone that you care about or someone that you know on a personal level.
Reverend Sloan, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Reverend Tandy Sloan of Bedford, Ohio, remembering his son Brandon, who died in combat March 23, 2003, in southern Iraq. Brandon served with the 507th Maintenance Company from Fort Bliss, Texas.